Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for a Fu Shlem Adasa Racha Baschana Golda. We completed the Amida in terms of the formal brachos all the way through the 19th Amavarach Sama Yisrael Bashalom, the Kli Machzik Bracha, the ultimate bracha, that which creates and enables and powers all bracha of Shalom. And then we conclude with Yulu Ratzon. We've spoken about the halacha, that you're only allowed to continue with personal bakasha, and you can only interrupt in Lakaina Torah for Baruch Hu, Modim, Kedusha, and Kaddish. Once you say the sentence, we spoke about the Chazan. Does the Chazan repeat this out loud or quietly? And the second Yulu Ratzon that we say afterwards, the Mishnah Berurah describes this pasuk that has so many yuds, begins with yud, ends in yud, has a sod gadol. There's a secret, a great mystery to it, a depth to it. And the Mishnah Berurah cautions us to have tremendous kavana when we say it. So we went through it, the berditch of a Yulu Ratzon imrifi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my tefillah should be Yulu Ratzon, your Ratzon, not mine. I'm not asking for personal needs. I'm trying to ask, if I'm going to fulfill my mission and my purpose, I need you to enable, I need good health, I need resources, I need strength, I need the ability to serve you. The difference between Imrei Fi and Hegyon Libi, we spoke about, Rabbeinu Bachaya was very strong. He says, Hegyon Libi, if your heart is elsewhere where you're davening, and then at the end you say, Hashem, give me what's in my heart, you better be careful what you wish for. To bending what's in our heart. And we saw all the Mefarshim would say, Imrei Fi is what we concentrated on, what we were able to focus on. Hegyon Libi means, Hashem, you know what's in my heart. And even if I was distracted, even if I lost focus, even if I didn't articulate it, Hegyon Libi, you know what is in my heart. We saw all these interpretations. Which brings us to the end. Hashem Tsuri V'Goali. We conclude that Hashem, you are my rock and you are my Redeemer. This comes from a pasuk in Tehillim, that Hashem, this contrast of this dual description we've seen now several times, that Tsur, you're my rock, and you're my Goel, you are my Redeemer. Why do we need the dual, a double description? What's the difference between Tsuri v'Goali? So the son of the girl, the Ben Agra, writes in his commentary on Tehillim, Ata sheyatzarta osivata mashkiach alai, shelo tovo alai ra'a, you're my rock, you created me, and you protect me. You fashion me, and you ensure that nothing harms me. And if, in fact, I prove unworthy of your protection, I've made mistakes, I've failed, I've fallen in such a way that I'm in trouble, then, Goali, you save me, and then you redeem me. That's the taich, that's the explanation of the son of the Gra. Others explain a little bit differently. This beautiful Sefer Anila Dodi says, and he says, we see this in many places, the difference between a Tsur and a Goel. A Tsur is a rock. There's a reason, is it Prudential? Which bank? Somebody? The Rock? Prudential, the Rock. Why is the image that that bank and your banking, your banker, they'll be as reliable, as dependable as a rock? We even use it in our vernacular. We describe something as rock solid. You could depend on it. You could lean on it. It's like a rock. It's rock solid. It's rock. Lean on the rock. A rock is stationary, and when you want to protect yourself, you climb on top of the rock. The rock is stable. The rock is reliable, dependable. The rock stays where it is, and you hold on to and you grab onto the rock. But what happens if you let go? So tsuru kesela kavua. Mizdakar me'ayam shatovea ochez bavenitzel. If a person is drowning, the storms and winds of life carry you. You grab onto the rock, and it's reliable. The rock you can hold on to. And similarly, whatever we're going through in life, if we run into problems or struggles, we grab onto Hashem, we can hold on for dear life like a rock. Goel, she'eino kavua b'mokom echad. We're not in one place. Kacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzil es adam v'goelo. B'chol mokom bo hu nimtza b'tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a goel means, you know, the problem with the rock is useful and helpful when you're near it, if you're within reach of it, if you could grab onto it, because the rock is set in place, it's set in stone. So if you're near it, it's helpful. But what if you're not near it? What if the challenge is carrying you all over? So then the Goel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our Redeemer who comes with us and travels with us and finds us wherever we are and saves us no matter what. So we have these two images of Hashem Tsuri, the Goali. You are both my rock and my Redeemer. You prevent me from having problems, and even if I do, you then save me, you then come and redeem me. We see this Melech Ozer Moshiach again, going back several Siddur snippets. In the beginning of the Amidah, we also have these three descriptions of Hashem in those ways. Ozer Mashiach umagain. Also, you can be a magain, a shield that protects, but also a helper, and save me even then when I need it. We'll end Yilur Atzon with the insight of Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik writes in Tzidkas Atzadik, Os Reish Tes. Goal means something else, and this takes us full circle to Yilur Atzon, the Bedichiver. Kadosh Baruch Hu, let my tefillah be for your Ratzon, not be about me, but let my Ratzon conform to you. He says, Goal, Geula Shamachshava Haruya, Mea Machshavas Hazaras Vademyonas Amuravas Betfilaso. What do you redeem me from? You redeem me from my own thoughts. You redeem me from my own distractions. You redeem me when my heart, my mind wander. I just finished the Amid of the Shemona Esrei. I'm getting ready to take my three steps back. I don't even remember taking three steps forward. I don't remember saying these words, even though I turned the pages. And somehow I got to the end, but I wasn't there. Goalo, you are the Goal, you are the Redeemer. Even from when my mind was distracted, when my mind wanders, you bring it back, you redeem me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goalo Machshavas Halalo, Ayedei Geula Zu Yalu Atfilos Lefnei Hashem. And He redeems us even from the squandered or wasted opportunity. He knows what's in our heart, the Hegyon Libi, and therefore, Goali, redeem me from the brachas I wasn't paying attention. The distraction, the little journey, the little trip I took through my inbox and my to-do list and the phone calls I have to return and everything going on in my life that I thought about during the Shemona Esrei, the Goali, you're my rock and my redeemer, redeemer from those, redeem me from those distractions and instead redeem this entire tefillah to be based on what you know to be in my heart all along. And so we covered the first Yilur Ratzon, which brings us to Elokai Netzor. We'll pick up with an introduction next time. Tefillah is technically complete. It's over. If a person had to end the Amida with this Yilur Ratzon, they're finished. And I said at the beginning, we'll see it again in Mirtz Hashem in November. Every year I have the Schus to daven next to Rav Shechter, who takes a significant amount of time to daven his Amida. And you can hear his tefillah. And he finishes Yilur Ratzon. He takes three steps back. He doesn't say Elokai Netzor. The first time I was startled, Rebbe. He said, it's Tircha de Tzibur, everybody's waiting. I'm not entitled to offer these tachanunim when they're, so to say, voluntary. They're a reshus when I've already taken enough time. We do say it. We have plenty of time. We have plenty of time. We do, we must, we should, and we do say it. But it's instructive that technically the Amidah is over with the sentence, and then we continue with Elokai Netzor, and we'll continue with Zoruch.